Katie Sweeney asks, what do you think marijuana has done for Alaska since it has been legalized? Representative Christ Tompkins?
And I'm sorry, could you read the question just once more?
Yes. What do you think marijuana has done for Alaska since it has been legalized?
Marijuana has been around legally for, I guess, 4 years now. And from my perspective, the sky has not fallen. When the initiative was up, as of now, I have never inhaled in my life, never when I was in high school, not now. Doesn't do my running times any favors, I figure. But I think as a matter of public policy, it makes sense. In a certain sense, alcohol is much greater likelihood to create, criminal behavior or violence, domestic violence. Marijuana tends to have the opposite effect. At this point, the marijuana industry in Alaska is actually generating net revenue even after regulatory costs. And that trend line is only going to increase. And certainly having all that money out of the black market as it was, which was really indirectly financing criminal behavior, and out in the open in a transparent system with private entrepreneurs, private enterprise, also makes a huge amount of sense to me. So the way it's played out, I think it's been thoughtfully regulated. There's still improvements that need to be made. I think we're in a good place and going in a better place.
Thank you. Dr. Ween, same question.
All I can say is I have inhaled, and when I was younger, it was mostly seeds and stems. It's not like today, which is highly genetically refined with high levels of THC, and at that time, it was like $5, and now it's 150. But I'd like to report that I am the president of Alaska's Doctors for Doobies and Pilots for Pot. And the reason I say that is because would you imagine what would happen if before going into surgery, I would say, excuse me to the family and say, I just want to take a toke or something. Or if your pilot you saw waiting outside before he entered the plane, just take a, what is it called, the blunt, to do that. So clearly what happens is there are certain people you do not want to be smoking. And THC, by the way, is not like alcohol. Alcohol is what's called first kinetic degradation in the body. It's fairly standard as to the time it leaves. But marijuana can be in your system for up to 30 days. And therefore, as a high school student, you smoke on Friday night, maybe Saturday night, you know what? You still have a level in your system on Monday morning. And let me tell you, there is nothing that anybody here can do better than me who's stoned except eat pizza or Sara Lee banana cake. And the important thing is here is that it's one thing to smoke on an occasion, but what's happening now is there are chronics. And there are increasing reports in literature, especially pediatric literature, where there are increased visits to the emergency room, et cetera. And I think that though marijuana has been legalized, its basic result is that it has allowed greater access. And I think it's going to be very problematic in the future. Thank you.